100 years after Native Americans got the right to vote, Northwest tribes are hoping they can get out the vote for today's election. NWPB correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
Towers of red, white, and blue balloons frame the entrance to the Hamley Slick Fork Saloon in downtown Pendleton, Oregon. A voter registration party hosted by the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation is just starting to kick off. A few would-be voters stand in line near a computer to check their voter registration status.
Are you checking your status?
Yeah.
This public registration party is open to people from any side of the aisle. The tribe is especially hoping to register some young would-be voters. Lisa Gann Willis is a member at large of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation's Board of Trustees. She remembers hearing about her grandmother educating Native voters in the 1940s. Gann Willis became the first legislative coordinator for the tribe. She says voter education became even more important as she took on that role. At the event, her daughter walked past.
There just goes another reason right there, my daughter and then my granddaughter standing up for their rights too.
In 1924, Congress passed the Snyder Act, also known as the Indian Citizenship Act. Before that, Native Americans had been denied citizenship and couldn't vote. Still, states put barriers in place to deny voting rights to Native Americans, according to the Native American Rights Fund.
When you served your country, when you lost all your land to a country, when you lost so many percentage of your people to diseases in a country that was your homeland, you'd better have a right to vote.
Gann Willis says there's still been lots of challenges to get the Native vote out. For one, in 1998, tribal members had to drive a long way to get to the ballot box.
We worked to get a ballot box on the reservation. It first started at Mission Market. Then later on, we moved it up to our governance center. And then, I had to chain it up and everything. At 8 o'clock, our police department had to go bring it down to the Umatilla County Elections Department.
Gann Willis says she's talked to some tribal members who don't want to vote in federal elections.
They got kind of angry. But I think mindsets are kind of changing. We're interacting with the federal government. We're acting with the state government, local governments.
She says that shows people their vote means something. That's something tribal groups in Washington are also hoping to convey. This year, the nonprofit environmental advocacy group, Washington Conservation Action, invested more than $1 million into its Native Vote Washington program. Alyssa Macy is the CEO of Washington Conservation Action and a citizen of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs in Oregon.
As a Native woman, I'm very interested also in building political power in tribal communities, right? I want people to be able to organize, to get people who look like them from their communities on school boards, county commissions, city councils, all of that.
She says if people feel connected to an issue, especially locally, they're more likely to participate. Native Vote Washington has been knocking on doors on the Yakima Nation, where historically there's been low voter turnout. A new district was also established after recent voting rights lawsuits.
It is a majority-minority district right now. I think there's some possibilities there, but folks got to start early, get involved, get excited.
Macy says tribal voters could make a huge difference in the state.
Here in Washington state, roughly 3% of the total population is Native and over the age of 18. In tight elections, that could really make a difference.
The work wouldn't end once election results are certified. Native Get Out the Vote groups say they plan to continue organizing year-round. I'm Courtney Flatt in Pendleton, Oregon.